inches, age 26.
Go on.
No.
Go on, Kitty. You're enjoying it.
Age 26, 17
types. Go on to the next.
This is horrible.
By no means. We're having fun, you and I.
Caroline Marshall, dark, 5 feet 2 inches, age 14. 3 times unsatisfactory. No, I won't! Just take your book!
Get dressed. You have 15 minutes to get out of the house.
What? What do you mean?
Goodbye, Miss Winter.
Just like that? After all this time? Or what am I going to do? Where can I go?
I suggest you think of somewhere.
If you're still here when I return, I'll kill you.
The Illustrious Client by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Michael Feast as Baron Gruner, Ruth Gemmell as Violet de Merville, and Deborah Berlin as Kitty Winter. The Illustrious Client.
Give me the names.
Mr. Johnson.
The names, Mr. Corbett.
Harry Piercy. Vic Dobbs.
And?
I can't. Georgie Meadows.
Georgie Meadows. Well, you tell Georgie Meadows from me. When I spend 3 weeks setting up a job, I don't appreciate some festering amateur blundering in on it.
I'll tell him.
And while you're at it, you can tell him I'll be round for a cut. A good cut. Remember all that, can you?
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Make sure you go. Now, get out of my sight. Georgie Meadows. Yeah. How long you been hiding there? Well?
Not long.
How much do you hear?
Nothing, honest.
Come out where I can see you. Come on, into the light. Come here! Good God.
Don't hurt me.
Why not?
I'll be nice to you. Please don't hurt me. Please.
God save His Majesty the King.
That's not bad.
Oh, come on. It's excellent.
It's highly extravagant. Shouldn't you be economizing?
Holmes, it is something of a special occasion.
Yes, I suppose so.
It is. I was beginning to think I wouldn't live to see a coronation. Oh, you must admit, it did seem as if she was going to last forever.
Nothing lasts forever, Watson.
Holmes, it's over a month since I moved out. I thought you got used to the idea by now.
I wasn't referring to your change of address, Doctor.
Nor was I. Holmes, I'm not you. I need a certain amount of normality in my life. Steadiness, order, a home.
A wife?
Yes, a wife. Perhaps a family. Do you really find that so hard to understand?
No. No, actually, I don't.
Well, if it isn't that that's brought this on, why are you in such a black mood?
I was thinking about change. It's a changing age, Watson. I don't like it.
Yes, I know what you mean. But you won't stop it by brooding about it.
Or in any other way.
True enough. So, let's have another glass of this excellent brandy.
Oh.
And drink to the future.
Yes. To your happiness.
Thank you. And yours.
As you like. Mm.
Oh, it really is very good.
Well, you always did have the best of taste.
I like to think so. Holmes, you will be coming to the wedding, won't you? It means a lot to me. To both of us.
Have no fears, Watson. I shall be there next month with my confetti in my hand, wishing you well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Tell me, what does the...